Hello and welcome to the Achieve Your Goals podcast, the show that empowers you to wake up to your full potential and achieve your biggest goals and dreams. I am your host, Hal Elrod, and I invite you to join us each week as we share actionable strategies to take your life to the next level, as well as interview world-class experts and entrepreneurs who have achieved extraordinary goals themselves, and we ask them to give you a peek behind the curtain and teach you exactly what you need to do the same. Ready? Here we go. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Achieve Your Goals podcast. I am your host, Hal Elrod. And boy, when I say today is a special episode, I am not exaggerating. We're talking about inspiring your kids to do the Miracle Morning with Carolyn and her son, Elliot Bostrack. And they sent me a video. Probably it's been a few months now. We've had to reschedule a couple times on the show, but we did the episode. We just recorded it, and it was such a delight. Elliot is 11 years old. And he does the savers on a daily basis, almost not every day, but you'll hear about the flexibility in their family's routine. But he's done it for the last few years, and it's changed his life. First, the Miracle Morning changed Carolyn's life. She is the author of the book Fierce, Transform Your Life in the Face of Adversity, 5 Minutes at a Time. And I saw her speak at an event. I was so blown away by her message that I asked her to speak at my live event, the Best Year for Blueprint. It's probably been 5 or 6 years ago. And I'm excited to introduce you to both her and her son on today's podcast. And this is a conversation with both of them. You'll notice Elliot, her son, not only is he well-spoken, he has a lot of wisdom, but he likes to talk. So he takes most of the conversation from his mom. But if you are a parent and you've got kids, even if you don't, you're going to enjoy this. But if you are a parent, you have kids, you wondered, how do you get them to the Miracle Morning? You're going to hear how Carolyn has done this with her family, and both her 11-year-old son, Elliot, and her 14-year-old son, all three of them do the Miracle Morning together. And you're going to learn today fun activities to do in the morning that are not part of the savers, how she onboarded Elliot and got him excited to do it. You'll hear Elliot's perspective on what he felt excited about. So it's just a really, really fun, informative episode today about inspiring your kids to do the Miracle Morning. Before we dive in, here's a quick word and a thank you about our sponsors, because they do bring you this show every week. They make it possible for me to pay my producer and all of the different expenses that go along with bringing you this podcast. And I want you to know, all of these sponsors, I personally use their products, and I would not recommend anything that I didn't personally believe in. First is Organifi. Now, if you want to improve your health, lose weight, have more energy, enhance your ability to focus, or achieve any of your other health-related goals, I highly recommend utilizing Organifi and their organic whole food supplements. I use their Focus Nootropic in the morning, and I cycle it every other day, so that if you know anything about lion's mane, you build up a tolerance to it. So you do kind of cycle and space that out. I actually usually do Monday, Tuesday, skip Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's how I do it. I take their red juice before I work out 4 to 5 days a week. It helps boost VO2 output and nitric oxide levels, increase blood flow, and improve cardio, respiratory endurance, efficiency. And then I use their vanilla protein powder after my workout to build muscle mass and repair the micro tears that naturally occur in muscle fibers when you lift weights. If you want to improve your health again every morning, head over to Organifi.com/Hal. That is spelled Organifi, Organifi.com/Hal. And then use the discount code Hal, my name, H-A-L, to get 20% off your entire order. I love Organifi. And by the way, I've recently ordered their entire line of product for the most part. I realized that I want to use their liver formula. I want to use their probiotic, because once you find, I don't know about you, but when I find a brand that I believe in and I know the quality of their ingredients, their quality control, the integrity of the company, like, I'm all in. So that's where I'm at with Organifi. And then last but not least, actually, there might be another last but not least, but Carol Bike. If you want to lose weight, improve your cardiovascular endurance, strengthen your legs, one of the fastest and most effective solutions I've found is the Carol Bike. In as little as 5 minutes, you can get a full cardiovascular workout using Carol's ReHIT technology, which stands for Reduced Exertion, High Intensity Interval Training. Personally, I started out by doing a quick 8-minute workout on my Carol Bike with only 2 10-second sprints 3 days a week. And then I worked up to doing 3 20-second sprints. Doing a longer 15-minute workout on the weekend. I'm telling you, as somebody who has never enjoyed doing cardio, this is the easiest and most enjoyable cardio workout that I have ever done, and it only takes a few minutes. So if you want to experience one of the fastest, most effective, and most enjoyable workouts ever, head over to Carol, C-A-R-O-L, carolbike.com/Hal, and use the code Hal to get a discount on your very own Carol bike and try it risk-free for 30 days. And now the true last but not least, I just want to let you know about the always evolving Miracle Morning Routine app, which now has over 2,500 reviews averaging 4.9 out of 5 stars. There's a premium version of the app that has a 7-day trial, and there's a light version that you can just try out for free and has a robust assortment of features, including a built-in journal, affirmations creator, customizable timers, you name it, and it's available for the iPhone and Android. Either way, I hope the app enhances your morning and your life. And without further ado, it is my great pleasure to introduce you to the one or the two and only Carolyn and Elliot Bostrack talking about inspiring kids, your kids, to do the Miracle Morning. Enjoy. Carolyn and Elliot, it is so great to be with you right now.
Yeah.
Same here. Thanks for having us.
Carolyn, and you actually were on episode 277. Many years ago, it was from poverty to PhD. We talked about your background and the adversity that you overcame to be where you are today and helping so many people, a lot of women specifically. And today's episode, you sent me a video of Elliot. So Elliot, you were the star of this video. In fact, I think you were the only one in it. And it was of you talking about your Miracle Morning, how you do the savers every day.
Yeah.
Elliot, you remember that video?
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, and this, I wasn't planning on starting here, but this is what's coming up for me, that what inspired you, Elliot, to record a video of you doing, because you were literally doing your Miracle Morning. You were talking about it like, first I do silence, and then it was showing you meditating. And then you said, then I do my affirmations. And then it was showing you reading your affirmations. What inspired you to record that video?
Well, I knew that if people found out that this is what they would be doing afterwards, then people would definitely be racing to do it. And I knew that I'm already very good at video editing. I edited the whole thing myself.
Wow.
I mean, the shots that I wasn't holding the camera were my mom.
Yeah.
But like, I knew that people would be racing to do this. And if I wouldn't do it now, then other people would do it.
Yeah, that's incredible. And by the way, the fact that you edited that video, it was professionally edited. Like you're 11 years old, right?
Yeah.
And you're editing video. When did you learn how to do that? How did that come about?
Well, I've been doing this thing. So first I started out with this program on my iPad called like iMovie.
Okay.
And then I looked around and found this new one called Vello, V-L-L-O, which I thought was really, really great.
Okay.
And then 2 years ago, my friend showed me this program called CapCut. And now that's what I'm currently using to this day. And I've been editing for like 4 years total.
So iMovie is where you started though?
Yeah, and the first editing I ever did was with my first ever channel, and it was on this like old like laptop, and I added one feature, and I considered that pro editing.
Now, you said your channel, was it like a YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Oh, do you still have a YouTube channel right now?
Yeah, it's a different one, though.
Okay, I'll have to check it out, because my son also just started a YouTube channel. So how many subscribers do you have? I'm just curious.
On my current one, 126, but that one, 3 years of making YouTube, it only got 36.
Well, hey, 126, that is amazing. You're on your way. Let me shift gears. I want to talk to your mom for a minute. Carolyn, so again, we had you on episode 277 and that was really talking about your story, your journey, the adversity you've overcome. And I encourage anybody to go listen to that again. From you are such an inspiration as somebody that had every excuse to be like, I'm going to give up or I'm going to be a victim. And you rose above and now you help other women through your company, Fierce, do the same. I guess I'd love maybe if you want to even just share like a synopsis of some just like high level of some of the adversity you've overcome. And then I really want to hear how that led into or how the Miracle Morning became part of your life. So now you've inspired Elliot to the Miracle Morning, but I want to hear like your personal Miracle Morning journey and how you got there.
Yes. So my personal Miracle Morning journey was really, I would call a Holy Spirit moment. And so I was traveling quite a bit with my work all over, and my boy here, Mr. Elliot, he was a baby and he was quite sick with a very rare lung condition. And I was exhausted and I had just gotten back from a long trip, sat down on my work desk, and I thought, you know, I need some answers. And in that moment I sat, I prayed, And the word self-development popped up in my mind. I'm like, wow. Okay, I'm just, whatever that is, I'm going to type it in. I typed it into Amazon, popped up your book with over 100 reviews.
What year was this, by the way?
This was the first year that your book came out.
Like 2012, 2013?
Actually, no, 2014. 2014, 2015, maybe the early then. I believe it was 2015, actually. And I popped in the word, there is your book, 100 reviews. I'm like, what do I got to lose? I'm going to do it. I did that 2 days, Amazon, it came in the mail. And I sat down, I told my husband at the time, I'm like, I'm going to read this book. And I sat down and read it in one reading.
In one sitting?
One sitting, yeah. It was the right message, the right messenger. Thank you, Hal. And I needed answers. And that was the right message, right messenger. And I implemented the Miracle Morning immediately. Through implementing the Miracle Morning, I was able to discover that I could create a life that had balance and that I could find more answers for my boy. So Mr. Elliot here, he had at that time a compression vest and 8 different medications. And we were going to Mayo often, trying to get answers along with me traveling quite a bit. And in that moment, as I practiced the Miracle Morning, I realized that I could shift and change. And we were able to shift the way we eat. We were able to add the Miracle Morning to the way that we live. And fast forward to today, Elliot is on 0 medications.
Wow.
And compression vest here and there. And so truly implementing how you do a Miracle Morning as a family helped change the outcomes for us overall.
That's incredible.
Thank you. Thank you. Your message has become a way of life for us. And that's how Elliot is practicing the Miracle Morning.
That's the element that I really want to move into, which is, so you discovered the Miracle Morning. It was transformative for you in your business. Obviously, I know a little bit about some of the things that you've done since then. But what I'm curious about is, how did you get Elliot on board? And by the way, you have 2 other kids. You have a 25-year-old daughter. You have a 14-year-old, another son. And then Elliot's 11. 12 in July though, right, buddy?
Yeah, 12 in June.
Oh, in June. Even sooner. Great. So same age as my son, Halston. So Carolyn, so yeah, when and how did you inspire Elliot to start doing the Miracle Morning?
So I'd been practicing the Miracle Morning, and and my kiddos, they witnessed how it's changed my life from starting writing my book, creating Fierce. And now actually later today, I get the honor of representing and sharing women that Fierce has impacted over the years at the UN, United Nations Commission on the Status of Women. And it's like truly hell. This, your message has impacted so, so many, starting with that one Holy Spirit moment. And so I feel that through being able to witness how I do the Miracle Morning and the transitions that I've made for myself, my boys are like, oh, what are you doing? And then we started practicing the Miracle Morning together as a family, going to Front Row Foundation and then through One Life. And within those communities, the boys and Bronte started practicing the Miracle Morning. And as we've done that, particularly as a family who navigates on neurodiversity and all kinds of different things within our whole world, we were able to become very strong together practicing the Miracle Morning. So then that's where the boys came in, and they're like, yeah, we want to do Brianna's coloring book when they were younger. And they still do it today as part of their Miracle Morning, and then journaling. And we practice Lindsay and Mike's Miracle Morning for families. And we have our weekends where we get away and we do our star charts and our family values. And it's been a fun journey.
Something I really like to do is to just like spend some time just like coloring in that coloring book.
Yeah.
And like doing it is pretty fun because I like to see if I can outdo my last artistry thing.
Nice.
So I'll try to get as creative as possible.
Just keep getting better and better.
Yeah. And it's useful for both activities. You can either do it for creativity or you can do it for affirmation, because there's some affirmations.
Yeah. When for anyone listening that's not clear on what this coloring book is, it's the Miracle Morning Art of Affirmations coloring book, which is a coloring book that has affirmations in it based on my affirmations and my quotes and such. And Brianna Greenspan, our mutual friend, she is the one that really created that. And adults and kids can color together. So it's pretty cool. And then you mentioned that Miracle Morning for Parents. Oh, Elliot's holding it up if y'all are watching this on YouTube.
Yeah.
Anyway, open it up. I want to see, is that one colored in yet?
I think so. I think there's a couple colored in ones that
I
like.
You might have pulled them out.
Oh, you pulled them out.
Yeah, I usually like to pull them out, but if I left one in the book,
yeah,
I think I pulled all of the ones that I colored out, but like there's really cool ones. Like I like this one, the giraffe one.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if I've done this before. It might be backwards, but it says, I stand up for what is important to me.
Mm, I love that. I love that. Elliot, so when your mom, when you saw her doing Miracle Morning, the Savers, or when she told you about it, do you remember, like, were you like, yeah, I want to try this? Or was she like encouraging you like, hey, we should try this? Do you remember like, what was that like? And the reason I'm asking, by the way, Elliot, just so you know, there are so many moms and dads out there that come to me all the time and they go, wow, the Miracle Morning is changing my life, but I would love for my kids to do it. How do I get my kids to do it? And that's why you are the expert, Elliot, as the kid who does the Miracle Morning consistently. Yeah. Do you remember what got you excited to try it?
Well, I saw my mom started doing it and it was on my own free will. I was like, wow, I want to do this too. That looks pretty cool. You know, like going on the grind and everything. But like something that could inspire kids was like, it could be like a huge contest. Like you guys can do the Miracle Morning for like a trip to this place or something. Or like something that could really inspire the kids, or is like if you're trying to make somebody like, if you look like excited while doing it or talking about it.
Yeah.
And also if they think of it as chores, then you could kind of make it more better. Like, you know, you can help, you could explain how they color in a cool coloring book.
Yeah.
Or you could make your own journal. Have you ever read like Diary of a Wimpy Kid? This would be like more a positive version.
Nice.
Where like you draw your own drawings.
Those are all your drawings, Elliot?
Yep.
Wow. Elliot, I want to highlight some of the things that you just said, because I think there was some valuable wisdom in there. There were some tips. The first one is you said, if you talk about the Miracle Morning in an excited way, right? And that's something I learned when I was younger, that enthusiasm is contagious, right? If you're excited about something and you're like, other people go, like they feel that energy. So I think that's such an important point for all of us, is to really be enthusiastic about the ideas or things that we want to share with our family or anybody that we want to maybe try the Miracle Morning or anything, you know, try this food, try an exercise routine. The enthusiasm is so important. And then you talked about what I would call ethical bribes, right? Which is like, hey, if we do a Miracle Morning 30-day challenge, we can go on this trip, or we can go to the arcade, or we could go to like whatever you're, you know, the kids excited about.
Especially if you make like really good food to be like part of it, then yeah.
That's the secret weapon for Elliot, is the food. Get some good food in there.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I like to bake for creativity.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food? I have a lot of foods that I like.
All right, like top two or three.
Top two or three.
Or they don't be the best ones, but your two or three of your favorites.
Like the thing is, at the time of day, my opinion changes. It's so weird. Right now, it's like pizza.
That's good to be aware of that, though. That's good self-awareness.
Speaking of solid 6 o'clock.
Carolyn, so I want to ask, like getting into some of the practices, what are some fun activities that families can do together in the morning to start the day off right? So meaning like, how can they make their Miracle Morning fun? Are there things outside of the Savers, right? Because to me, the Miracle Morning is like the concept of waking up and starting your day in a positive way. The Savers are the like, a framework of here are six practices to apply. However, I always say like, it's not stuck to that. It's not rigid. It's like, you can do whatever you want in your Miracle Morning, as long as it helps you start your day in a positive, you know, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual way. So what are some fun activities that families can do to start their day?
Yes. So each morning for us, what we do is we play the Miracle Morning playlist off Spotify that Josh created, and we go through, I mean, there's so many different songs. And so that's how we wake up in the morning. And so right away we're doing affirmations in the morning, doing that makes it fun. It sets the tone for the day. Then another thing that's really fun is that you had mentioned it's that 7 minute
workout timer.
Yep. We do that. Keep it fun. We walk the dog and then make a fun breakfast and do something that's like healthy, but then also creative. So we might make a different kind of smoothie or something that's extra special. So it might be like a special kind of tea. It might be a special kind of snack, something like that. And so that's been fun. And then other ways to make it fun is when we are planning how we take in Lindsay and Mike's book with the family, Miracle Morning for Parents and Families.
Yeah.
We do fun things like Elliot was saying. So we'll say, okay, well, let's do our Miracle Morning. And maybe in the afternoon, we'll do exercise for a hike. after we're done with school, that kind of a thing.
So let me ask some logistical questions. Is it just the weekends with the kids, or is it Monday through Friday, or is it 7 days a week? How often?
It's on and off. So sometimes it's,
that's fair.
Sometimes it's in the morning. Sometimes it's on the weekend. In the summers, it's consistent. We do it every day.
I love that.
Because we can sleep in a little bit.
Totally. And that's my other logistical question is what time, like during the summer, or if it's done during the school week or the weekend, is it whenever everybody wakes up, like on those times where we don't have school? Or is it like, all right, guys, we're going to do the Miracle Morning at 9 a.m. today? Or how do you typically approach that?
Yeah. So during the school day, we have our music, we have our journaling, our affirmations, and then we do like a quick, like, let's do some squats or some push-ups or something fun and then make it like a competition. And then we can save, we do the Miracle Morning evening. We do that in the evening so that we split it up a little bit.
Got it.
So that it's Miracle Morning abbreviated version during the week.
Yeah.
And then at night we do our Miracle Evening, and then we talk about, okay, what do we need to do to prep for our Miracle Morning the next day? But it's very abbreviated. Like our Miracle Morning in the morning during the week, during the school year is probably maybe a total of maybe 15 minutes.
Okay.
15, 20 minutes. Now on the weekends, we can do it longer and we can go for hikes and those types of things. And then in the summer, it's more like an 8 o'clock, and then we do longer ones. So we'll hop on the treadmill.
You know, waking up early is like pretty fun, but like some people have pretty early school. So like I typically like to do the Miracle Afternoon if I don't have time.
I love that. Yeah. Any time of day, right? You know, you can do your savers. I love this. So what I'm getting is, right, there's flexibility. It doesn't have to be rigid, that you can do an abbreviated version during the week, you know, 15 minutes. And I thought you were going to say 5 minutes. That's what I was thinking. So 15 is actually, that's a good chunk of time. And some days maybe it is five, right?
Yeah, some days it is. But we, I mean, with the Miracle Morning music and the affirmation music, that really, you know, adds into as we're heading in and making breakfast and doing things.
Well, and what I love about that is like, yeah, you're getting outside of the savers. So the Miracle Morning playlist on Spotify, I encourage everybody to listen to that. Our friend Josh Eidenberg, who is the head of Miracle Morning app development, he created that playlist and it's fantastic. Just so much positive music. And what I love is that's something that like I don't really talk about in music at all, I don't think, in the book. But if you think about it, if all you did for a Miracle Morning was while y'all were in the kitchen, making lunches or getting ready for school, if you had positive music on that filled your mind with positive thoughts and focus, that's a Miracle Morning, right? That's starting your day in a peak physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual state, just utilizing music. So I think that for people to understand, not to feel rigid around the savers, or in Mike and Lindsay McCarthy's book, The Miracle Morning for Parents and Families, they do the charms, right? They modified the acronym. But either way, it doesn't have to be rigid. It can be flexible. And I think don't beat ourselves up for not being perfect. So in terms of onboarding our kids, how can parents help kids understand why having a Miracle Morning routine is important to them? How would you onboard your child?
Well, are you asking my mom? Because I can also say as a child.
Either one of you can take any of these questions. Elliot, I feel like you've got an answer.
If I was going to onboard somebody, it would be like with what they're interested in.
Mm.
You know what speed runs are? Like they're like these challenges where like you try to like do something pretty quick. But like I wouldn't recommend that because you got to like take in the impact of the Miracle Morning. So like, but if a kid is interested in that kind of stuff, you could say, hey, let's speed run the Miracle Morning. Let's do all this stuff.
Got it.
And maybe you could, like they could quickly do it.
So I love it. So you're finding out, I mean, it's such an important lesson. You have so much wisdom, Elliot. I'm so impressed by you. You guys missed it if you didn't watch YouTube. He just pointed at his brain with both fingers. Yes, the wisdom within. But no, it's such an important point, which is for any of us, is whether it's an adult or a kid, it's like it's aligned with what's important to them, right? What's important to you and how can the Miracle Morning help you to become the person that you need to be to achieve whatever it is that you want in your life? Elliot or Carolyn, can you share some exciting activities from the Miracle Morning that you think kids would enjoy? I know you just mentioned speed runs. I'm not familiar, but Elliot, go ahead.
Something I like to do for like Miracle Morning that's pretty exciting, probably like the exercise part, because exercise can be like anything, you know? Like it could be like running outside for like a couple minutes, using the treadmill, maybe even doing some powerlifting.
Nice. Do you work out, Elliot?
Yeah, every Tuesday and Wednesday. We're probably going to do Thursdays this week. I go to the gym with one of my mom's workers.
Oh, that's so cool. Me and my son just started, Halston just started working out in the gym about 3 weeks ago. Yeah, it's so good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I feel that with the opportunity, so yeah, Monday, what was it? Yesterday was leg day.
Yesterday was leg day. Wednesdays are upper body day where I do some pull-ups and push-ups and some stuff.
You know what they say about leg day? Don't miss leg day.
That's right.
Don't skip leg day.
Don't skip leg day.
The bad thing is I have to look like I'm 14 at all costs.
So I think, so to answer your question, Hal, for getting families excited, and the Miracle Morning is an important piece for us because, as you know, being an entrepreneur, a parent, so many people may be listening as parents, the day can get away and it can get wild, and having the opportunity for quality time. And we've made it so that the Miracle Morning is our quality time so that we have that check-in every day. We have that check-in every night because it gets wild. Like being a parent, being an entrepreneur, being also having my own nonprofit, and then being mom, right? And so having that opportunity to connect and check in and just be in the same space together, practicing being our best selves and setting ourselves up for the day. It's that opportunity. And the thing is like, we've noticed it within our family, taking care of our mental well-being.
Yeah.
When we have that opportunity to connect like that, we have the opportunity to really check in and have that space for what are our goals? How are we doing? What are our values? Where are we at? And then also just having fun doing it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And Elliot, you are 11 now, and either one you can answer this, but how many years ago did y'all start the Miracle Morning together? Do you know, like, how old was Elliot when you started? Was it this year or was it a while ago before that?
My earliest memories of the Miracle Morning were back like in 2018.
Really?
That's when I was like a little kid and I lived in La Crescent.
What are you doing, like Cosmic Kids Yoga and stuff like that?
Oh yeah, I remember Cosmic Kids Yoga. That was so fun.
Oh really? Okay. We were probably doing the Cosmic Kids Yoga, Elliot, at the exact same time. You and your mom, me and my kids, we're probably doing Cosmic Kids Yoga. And if anybody's listening, that's on YouTube. And it's free yoga videos where they really stimulate a kid's imagination with costumes and music and make yoga fun. Yeah, that's a really cool thing. So I want to ask you, Carolyn, does your 14-year-old son also do the Miracle Morning to this day?
Yeah, he sure does. He's like, how come I'm not on the podcast?
Yeah, because my kids used to do it. My daughter's now a 14-year-old teenager, obviously. And she's like, I don't want to do the Miracle Morning, Dad. That's your thing. And I'm like, breaking my heart.
Yeah.
And then her brother always kind of follows what she does. So it's like, oh, that's, you know, okay. So I'm like trying to go, okay, how and if I should get him back into it. But it's because it's so close to me, right? Like I'm the author of it. That's Dad's work thing. Why is he projecting it on us, making us do it, you know? So as they've gotten older, I've had challenges with it. But well, let's do this. Elliot, what are you looking forward to with the Miracle Morning moving forward? Like, and when I ask that question, what I mean is like, do you see yourself doing the Miracle Morning like for the rest of your life, teaching it to your kids maybe? What do you see as the future of your Miracle Mornings?
Well, as I grow older, I do more advanced versions. Like I used to do charms, and that's why I was talking about creativity. Now I do savers. And eventually, I think the impact it did on my life, I mean, I'm always in a good mood when I do it every day. But like, if I teach it to my kids, then it'll teach them how to be better.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Elliot, you are an inspiration. You've inspired me. You've inspired your mom for sure. Your video, I'm sure, is inspiring lots of other kids. And Carolyn, anything else that you would like to share about the future of your Miracle Mornings or Elliot or just anything else that you think would be important or on your heart to share?
Yeah. So like kids would also be, there's like a 30-day challenge kind of thing. I think we already went over that, but like if you complete it, like the first one to complete it would get like the random picked would be able to go to some place. But yeah.
So he was saying he's like, wouldn't it be cool, Mom, if other kids saw my video and I could give them a challenge to do their own so they could do their own Miracle Morning and then submit videos of them doing their Miracle Morning, do like a Miracle Morning
challenge. The best one would get like a cool trip to somewhere.
Oh, okay. Do we have anywhere to submit those videos? I'm trying to think how we could do this. Actually, so here's what we're going to do. Elliot, let's do this challenge right now and see if anybody listening will take up your 30-day challenge. And let me make sure I have it right. So here's what we'll do. Everybody listening, if you do the Miracle Morning for 30 days with your kids, and it doesn't have to be perfect, you might not get it every day. It also might be like a Monday through Friday or just a weekend thing, whatever works for your family, customize it for you. But if you do the Miracle Morning for 30 days and then have just record your son or daughter sharing their experience at the end, and it could be, I'd say, keep the video 30 seconds to 2 minutes, somewhere in that range, and then email your video to support@miraclemorning.com. And in the subject line, put kids 30-day challenge video.
Yeah, on YouTube, hashtag kids 30-day challenge. Do you think that hashtag would have been taken or something?
I don't know. If we put Miracle Morning, how about kids Miracle Morning challenge?
How about what we make something shorter, like hashtag how 30 days or something?
I like that, Elliot. I think we want the hashtag, though, at least to tell people what it is. So if we do hashtag Miracle Morning 30 day, what was it? Kids Miracle Morning Challenge. That was it.
Yeah.
Kids Miracle Morning Challenge. Okay.
Yeah.
And then when you email your video, support@miraclemorning.com, put in the subject line, do hashtag Kids Miracle Morning Challenge. And then Elliot, we're going to do like a random drawing. Any ideas on what people will win? And I've got some ideas if you don't have any.
I mean, they could win a new, like, device, a techie, or they could win a trip to somewhere, or, like, yeah, that's all.
Are you sponsoring this? Are you paying for this trip, Elliot? I need to know the details.
Mom's going to be paying.
Why don't we do this? Elliot, here's what we'll do. We're going to pick one winner from this. Yep. And again, email support@miraclemorning.com with your video of your child. And you can be in it too, sharing how their Miracle Morning went for their 30-day challenge. And then you will win. We'll do a drawing for everyone that submits a video. And I'll send you an autographed copy of the Miracle Morning Art of Affirmations coloring book. I'll send you an autographed copy of the Miracle Morning for Parents and Families. And I'll send you an autographed copy of the Miracle Morning for Parents and Families playbook, which basically is, it's either 7 or 9 activities that the McCarthys do with their family that it's very actionable. You fill it out as you go. I almost like the playbook as much, if not better, than the Miracle Morning for Parents and Families because it's so actionable. So you'll get all three of those books autographed by me and sent to you in the mail. So make sure you include your mailing address in that email with your video. So 30-second to 2-minute video. Elliot, you inspired this contest. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Will it be like one of these books, like this one?
I mean, we could do a copy of the new, yeah, okay. And Elliot's just up in the stakes. And you'll get a copy of the Miracle Morning, the updated and expanded edition, also autographed. So you get 4 books by submitting a video of your kids.
Oh, I thought one of them was these.
Yeah, no, they're going to get 4. They're going to get four books now. All right, Elliot, you're not allowed to throw anything else in that. We can't afford anything else. You maxed it out.
Okay. I had nothing planned.
All right. I love it. Well, hey, Elliot, you are an inspiration. Seriously, buddy. And you are a leader. I mean, I am so excited at the way you are leading right now. Other kids, leading for your family and leading yourself. And Carolyn, I've known you as a leader for many, many, many years. And thank you for being just leading by example and being such an incredible mom for your 2 boys and your daughter.
Thank you, Hal. Thank you. Thank you for your message. You have completely, with your message, right messenger, have completely changed the trajectory of our family's life. So thank you. Thank you.
Amen. You are so welcome. All right, goal achievers, if you have a child and you want to do a 30-day Miracle Morning challenge with them, again, do the challenge. It doesn't have to be perfect. And at the end, you're just going to take a video, 30 seconds to 2 minutes, and email it to support@miraclemorning.com. And in the subject line, put hashtag Kids Miracle Morning Challenge, and we will choose a winner, and you will get 4 autographed books, the Miracle Morning Art of Affirmations coloring book, the Miracle Morning for Parents and Families, the Miracle Morning for Parents and Families playbook, and thanks to Elliot's edition, the new Miracle Morning updated and expanded edition. Goal achievers and members of the Miracle Morning community, I love you so much. Carolyn and Elliot, I love you both, and thank you all for being here today, and we will catch you next week. Take care.
Thanks for listening. To learn more about the Achieve Your Goals podcast and to get access to today's show notes, transcript, and exclusive content from Hal Elrod, visit halelrod.com/podcast. Thanks again for joining us. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode of the Achieve Your Goals podcast.